All right, all right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yo, yo, yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony,
yo, how you doing?
Know, we have to admit to our audience, because we always keep it straight with the audience, don't we?
We do.
Always do. People, you may be wondering, you know, we've gotten a lot of letters, you know, complaints. Where's Paulie and Tony?
I can't even go to the grocery store. People, when are you going to do a podcast? What are we doing over here?
It's terrible. Said, you know, I tell you, I know. Yeah. Every time I go, I have to like run down the aisles and grab my food. Anyway, we'll tell you, people. Big contract dispute with the powers that be at Apple and Spotify. Now, we called them up and we said, hey, look, we've been doing the show for you. You've given us nothing. So yep. We're not doing another one until you pay us $100 million. You know what? No response from those cowards. Didn't even get a phone call. And, you know, that is total disrespect. And, Tony, you and I, we discussed it. We said we can't be doing business with these charlatans. But after a while, you know, we owe it to the audience to come back, you know. So
yeah.
We're doing this under protest. Until Apple, Spotify, they wise up. And, you know, we actually, you know, we had to come back because we're celebrating a major milestone for us. 23
thank
years
you.
In broadcasting.
Thank you.
Yes, you thank
know,
you.
And full disclosure here, too. I did get the COVID.
That's
no
true.
Problem. I fought it off easy. No problem. I was in the hospital a little bit.
You know, Tony, I didn't want to mention it. I feel bad.
Fought through it tough.
Tony
very
did,
tough.
But, yep. You know, luckily, he was smart enough. No problems. His immune system worked naturally, people.
Yep.
Naturally.
Yep. And it's good because now I got all the antibodies all over the place.
Oh, yeah. You know, and you did it the right way, Tony. You know, you took it like a man instead of these other pussies who go, you know, to CVS and they're so afraid. No.
Nope.
But the one thing we're not vaccinated from, though, is our producer, Jay, who is still here, couldn't get rid of him. You know, we've tried just, you know, a lot of shitty resumes that we get. And we know
were pretty terrible.
You know, we need someone to do whatever the fuck he does. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
But, you know, look, you're going to be listening to today's show and you're going to see some improvements because we're always, you know, the show's always great. It really can't improve, but it's going to be an improvement for you, the listener, because there's no guest today. And because we listen to you, you know, your people are always saying, hey, Paulie, Tony, we don't want to hear from your stupid guests. And, you know, we don't either. You know, last year we had a total disaster with Eric Dickerson. Remember him?
Horrible. You know, I would choose to forget.
Yeah, exactly. Had the balls to come on the show during Super Bowl week when he never even played in a Super Bowl. I was like, what the fuck do we talk about?
Unbelievable. Eric Dickerson, more like Eric Vaginason.
There you go, Tony. Well said again. Tony, COVID didn't take your form. It may have taken your lungs and your breathing for about 4 straight months.
Muscle memory. But you are back
like ever. Now,
let's go.
Now, on the subject of let's go, since we've been gone, you know, you're probably wondering, hey, what do Paulie and Tony think about all these stories we're hearing about? Well, good news, because we're going to do, as we say in the business, a segment. That's what they call it in the business, a segment.
You're going now, behind the scenes here.
Yeah. You get an education with this show. Now, look, the last thing people need is another hack top 10 list. There are too many, right, Tony?
I could do that in my sleep.
Yeah, you do. In fact, I've slept next to you. You do top 10 lists in your sleep. It's amazing, people. You got to hear it.
Yep.
Anyway, we're going to do something. We got a better idea. We're going to count down the biggest stories we haven't talked about in the past 7 months or however long it's been. It's a segment called Top 11.
Top 11.
Let's do it.
See, there you go, people. Top 11. Already, you know you're going to get an extra one.
Exactly. You turn on the TV. Oh, top 10 list. Oh, top 10 greatest this. Top 10. Come on.
It's not enough. As they say, more is more. Right, Tony?
Yeah. You know when you're going into the Paulie and Tony Fusco show, you're getting value. You're getting extra. You don't get anywhere else.
Yeah. Now, before we get into the list, here's extra value for you. We're going to give some mentions to people and storylines that didn't make the list. Number one on that, Tom Brady's retirement. Nobody gives a shit.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Number two, who cares? Rams winning the Super Bowl. Boring as fuck.
Did that even happen? I don't even care.
Yeah, let's just get into it. You know what we're going to do? Let's start at number 11.
Let's do it.
All right. This Last Dance documentary that everyone was at had a hubbub about. You know, it's been going on forever. Jordan, I got to tell you, I watched this thing. Jordan had 28 years to work on that thing, and it was terrible. Wasn't it, Tony?
Yeah. You know what the difference between watching The Last Dance and watching Michael Jordan jerk off? Nothing. What? That's a trick question. They're the same thing.
And most importantly, it was disrespectful to the real champions, the real heroes of that team, who, as we all know, were Bill Cartwright and Will Perdue, right? Right, Tony? Yeah. Explain to them the lineage here.
The impotent for this is basketball is a big man's game. Yeah. It's not about the little guy shooting, oh, Steph Curry, oh, Michael Jordan. It's the big man's game, doing the dirty work underneath the rim.
Yeah, you know,
The Will Perdue's, all the way, Paulie, to today. The Joel Embiid's, the Nikola Djokovic's of the world.
There you go. And, you know, a perfect segue. You know, Tony, that's why you're a professional.
Thank you.
Perfect segue into our number 10. I've never looked this up, a relation of Nikola Djokovic. Novak Djokovic, who really won the Australian Open. Because he did something that's better than competing.
You know, sometimes the best way to compete is by not competing at all. Look at boxing. Who's the most great boxer of all time, Paulie?
George Foreman, of course, when he was 47.
That's true. I apologize. Who's the second greatest boxer?
Probably Trevor Burbick. You got to put it number two, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, he did beat, I was going to say Muhammad Ali, but head to head. Burbick beat Ali. But the third great, we always talk about Muhammad Ali. But what do we always talk about? All the documentaries, what are they about, Paulie? Are they about the boxing matches?
This is a great point, Tony. They're about Muhammad Ali not boxing, right?
Not competing.
Now, we do respect him as a businessman, like we did, taking on Apple and Spotify by not doing, right? Because that's how you win. Yep. But we got to say, we don't agree with the single fucking thing that guy did. Unpatriotic, un-American, but from a business perspective.
Smart. You got to give credit where it's due. Smart.
All right. Good. And giving credit where it's due, Tony. People, if you're in the business, a young coming up, listen to how Tony does segues. He's always looking ahead. He's thinking, how do I connect the dots here? Number nine, a guy who deserves more credit and credit where he's due, Urban Meyer, who sadly got fired for getting a lap dance on a cell phone video. And, you know, Tony, you know who the real jerk here is?
The real jerk is
the person taping Urban Meyer.
That's the story.
Who the hell? What up? Who's firing that guy? Who the hell goes to these bars and is sitting there with the cell? If I was sitting there, Tony, what would happen if you're sitting there and, you know, some girl's grinding against your Johnson and you see some shamool over there with the phone? What would you do?
I tell you what I would do. I would kick his fucking ass all over the fucking club and then I'd finish my lap dance. I'd say, sweetheart. Excuse me, my throat. It's the COVID, long COVID. Sweetheart, get back over here. Finish your work. No interruption to business.
All right, number eight, a more recent story here. Juwan Howard, who, as you all know, hit the Wisconsin coach after the game for some reason. Let's not even get into this. People.
No.
This is college basketball.
Thank you.
What's with the uproar here? What happened to the good old days? You know, when coaches used to, after every game, you know, as a kind of ritual, you just beat the shit out of the other coach, right?
People want to talk about getting rid of the handshake line. When are you going to get to punch the other coach? You got to keep it.
I think you got to take it further. You know, you go out to his car in the parking lot, you take a shit in the car, you know, you leave it there so he knows he didn't win. Right? Maybe, you know, you go to his house and you bang his wife. So when he comes home, he's all happy. He's ready to celebrate his win. There you are.
Yeah. How you like this full court press, coach? How you like that?
Yeah. It leads to another just baffling situation that we still can't get over. Of course, we're talking about number 7 on this list, Dak Prescott's QB sneak with, 12 seconds left.
Smart.
Smart, Tony, right? Great call.
The defense's zig, you have to zig even harder. And
exactly.
What we mean is, what's happening on a Hail Mary? You got 10 defenders in the end zone all looking up at the sky. So what do you do? Instead of throwing the ball where everyone's looking, QB sneak. Right, Paulie?
Exactly. QB sneak. You're running down the field. They got their eyes in the sky. Meanwhile, by the time they look down, you're already at the 10-yard line. I think...
ready to score.
I think what you need are more QB sneaks at the end of the game. It's become... everybody knows you're going to pass. You got to outsmart the opponent,
Tony.
Yeah,
that's why I was like, what the fuck is he doing sliding? He could have walked into the end zone because everyone was looking in the sky.
At number 6 on the list, Tony, we had the Giants firing Joe Judge. Who put that on the list? Was that our
producer Jay?
How is it? Producer Jay must have put
Mr.
that on
NFC
there. I didn't put
East
that on
New
there.
New York producer Jay.
No. Yeah, that nobody gives a fucking shit about that. Everybody saw
fucking
that coming.
Joe Judge.
Yeah, you're
going to
be
Get
the Joe Judge of this
here.
Podcast. Nobody gave a fuck. Nobody pays attention.
Exactly.
Just like you. All right, let's just move on. We don't want to. You know what, Tony? We have such a great flow going.
Yeah,
such
let's keep it
flow.
Going.
Let's keep it. Let's not let him interrupt. Number 5.
No.
Number 5, obviously had to put this on the list. The worst thing to happen to sports television
ever,
it has to be the Manning cast. Now, I couldn't believe my eyes, more like my ears. I turn on Monday Night Football. I hear this sound coming. I'm like, wait, what? Did I put the sap on my TV? All these people are talking over the game. All of a sudden, I realize it's Peyton and Eli talking. It's like,
what the fuck?
What the fuck? Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to watch the fucking game, and they're babbling on about, LeBron James. It's like, why? And you're putting a basketball guy on a football show. What? Who the fuck came up with this shit?
I motion that they should replace the phrase jump the shark with Manning cast and say, that show, they really Manning casted it. Because is the worst thing in television.
That's ever. I could see that catching on. I could see people saying that. They're going to say that I heard Troy Aikman going to ESPN. They're going to say that's a Manning. He really Manning casted that move.
Yep, they sure did.
When they put Skip Bayless with Shannon Sharp, they really Manning casted that one.
Oh, they sure did. Or when they let Jason Whitlock leave, speak for yourself.
Well,
they Manning casted
Now, one man's trash is another man's treasure. I think he hooked up with Glenn Beck. Now just putting out straight content. The other day I saw he had 9 great minutes on Kyle Rittenhouse. And I tell you, it was such a tribute. Anyway, let's move on. We're getting a little, we got to keep the countdown flowing.
Let's
Number
keep it
4,
going.
Medina Spirit, the horse, passed away.
Gone too soon.
But even so, talk about you shouldn't, they say you shouldn't kick a horse when it's down. They took away his Kentucky Derby victory. And for what?
No class. No class. Because he drank, never been proven, but, drank the pig semen, the enhancer. We were talking to Joe Tessitore, terrible guest about it.
Great episode, but terrible guest. But,
amazing
episode. We went, if you listen to that episode, which I'm sure you did, you remember we went through the whole history of sports and horse racing, and we showed you all the great horses in history were using all the, banned drugs. Like, remember the story we heard that Secretariat was once spotted in his stable?
At the state fair.
Yeah, he was getting high on pig semen. They saw him.
Sucking off all these pigs' cocks. And it was...
I was starting to tear up, Tony. Just thinking about it. What that horse gave... What the horse gave just to
what
win,
What he had
Tony.
To go to and go through.
Just all those pig cocks he had to suck. And he did it as a champion. And then to And then the to shit to on his legacy by taking away Madonna's
shame
spirits.
On you.
Shame on you. I'm sorry, Tony. It makes me upset.
Me too. The heart.
We should
of
just
a
move
champion.
On. We
yep,
should move
I can't
on
talk
because
about it
I can't
anymore.
Talk. I might. Yeah. All right. Anyway, number three, something that doesn't make me upset at all. Ben Simmons finally getting the fuck out of Philly. You know, we explained this so well, Tony. Remember that terrific example we had when we were talking about Philly? We said, what? We said the process, right? How does the people said, oh, Ben Simmons is proof that the process doesn't work. No.
What it's do you think? Proof that the process does work. It's
exactly.
Even more proof. It's like eating food, Paulie. You remember? You
and
chew
him,
the food. You chew the food. You swallow and digest. And what happens? Your body keeps all the nutrients, all the good, and then it shits out all the bad. So, Paulie, the Sixers just shat out Ben Simmons.
Well
there
said,
you go. Tony.
There you go. See, that's the process, a natural process. You eat, you digest, you shit, and Ben Simmons is the shit. It's called the yin and the yen, and we got rid of that fuck. And finally, we have that cleanse. We're bringing in James Harden right at the right time.
In his prime.
In his prime, 38 years old, good to go, best he's ever been, and, you know,
great
people,
shape, too.
You know, we can't wait to watch this because
excited.
We know where this is headed. Title.
Yep.
At number two, the biggest storyline that you didn't get us to hear us talk about because we don't waste our time tweeting.
No.
You know, people say, why the fuck do you guys don't tweet? Why don't you tweet?
I'm like, please.
What, you think we give away our shit for free?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No chance. Learn something about the business.
Come on.
Never people. Give it away for free.
Social media, that's a waste of your time. All right,
sure
here we go. Number two was the whole Eagles season, right?
Huge success.
Just a huge success by every metric. You know, you had a playoff appearance.
We won the Super Bowl, basically, because, you know, between what was expected and what was achieved, no one in the entire league had a bigger parity between those two things.
Yeah, true. Except for us, right? Because we're the ones who saw
it. We predicted
told you.
It. Exactly.
We told
when
you.
I
we
was
said
in
with
the hospital,
Jalen Hurts. What did we say about Jalen Hurts? All you got to do is go to his... You know, people say, oh, can this guy bring you a championship? I said, go to his Wikipedia page, people. It says right there, one national championship in college. What more do you need to know? I hate to go... You know, people always say, number one on this list, you got to go big, right, Tony? Unfortunately, we got to go on a down note, don't we, Tony? Because... The number one story.
But an inspiring one.
True. It's time to pay homage.
Yep,
you
gotta pay the
you know,
homage,
whatever
homage.
You say.
Yep.
To someone that we lost. A major figure, towering figure.
Someone we loved a
now,
lot.
Now, you're probably thinking right now we're going to say John Madden, but unfortunately,
look,
he didn't make our top 10.
Great man. Great
man. He didn't make our top 10,
it's
unfortunately.
Okay.
Our apologies to the family, but there was
great
a bigger
man.
Loss. Of course, we're talking about the great Mr. Bob Saget. Now, you're probably saying, this is a sports show, Tony, Paulie. Why you bringing up Bob Saget? Well, certain people transcend sports, don't they, Tony? They do, right?
Absolutely. And, absolutely. You know, tell them the story, Paulie.
You know, I tell you a couple stories with Mr. Bob Saget. You know, one time we were shooting a pilot at Fox. And as you all know, great opportunity for us. And but for them too. One of the guest bookers said, Bob Saget would like to come on your show. And we unfortunately had to say, sorry, he's not in the sports industry.
One of my regrets.
But we do want to thank Mr. Saget because that clearly showed he had good taste.
He was a good, classy guy. He really was.
In sports content. And I thought that was a great way to honor him there, to show you a little insight into the life of Mr. Saget, right? And Tony, you have a great story too, don't you?
I do. I have a great story about Bob Saget, actual personal story and experience that I had. And this is 100% true. So, you know, I went to CVS to pick up, if you're listening to the show, you know, my nonna Sylvia, she needs foot cream from the pharmacy. So I went to CVS to pick up the foot cream, and I was in line waiting. Finally, I got to the front, And then they have that line that's next to the regular line, the express pickup line. And this fucking guy comes up and just fucking cuts in front of me. I've been waiting there 30 minutes and there's a line behind me. Just comes right up, yada, yada, fucking right up to the front of the line and goes to cut me. And then all of a sudden I looked over and it was fucking Bob Saget. And I was like, this motherfucker just fucking cut me, this fucking Hollywood hotshot. I turned around to the guy behind me and I said, do you believe this fucking asshole thinks he's better than us? He just cut us? Then the guy said, hey, bro, that's not Bob Saget. I said, are you sure? It looks just like him. And the guy said, no, it's definitely not Bob Saget. So there you go. The guy looked like Bob Saget. But what did we learn, Paulie?
I learned so much from that story because as you were saying it, I thought that's not going to be Bob Saget because Bob Saget would never do a thing like that.
I should have known better.
But that story was such a beautiful testament because it showed what Bob Saget would not do.
Exactly.
Right? Not a line cutter.
Never.
Just a good guy. And, you know,
good
of course,
all-around guy.
The America's Dad. We know him from Family Matters. That great show.
Great. The best.
Just terrific.
Yep.
And that's why,
because
we didn't let him on our pilot, which was obviously a huge missed opportunity for him, we're going to make him number one
on our list. Number one. Thank you.
And, of course, in our hearts. So there you go, people. The top 11, because 10 is just
terrific
not good
show.
Enough. And I hope you noticed. You got an extra one, man.
Extra content.
Top 11 things that we didn't talk about. And look, that wraps up our show, our 23rd anniversary. If it isn't our producer, Jay.
Even on this?
Yeah. Who, you know, you interrupt the moment.
Special.
Here we are honoring Bob Saget and also our 23rd
and
anniversary in the business. What do you want to say? What?
Guys, a little bit of feedback and some corrections.
Unsolicited. What?
What? Hurry up.
So, you started off the list with The Last Dance, and I think you misused the word impotent. I think you meant to say the impetus.
What we meant to say is you're impotent, and you clearly don't have a cock, because if you did, you wouldn't be talking right now, because you'd know that I'm going to rip it off, you impetus
exactly.
of a man.
Yeah, impetus all over your face. Now, please, no more.
Yeah.
No.
You think you're important?
You're
impotent.
Not. Yeah, exactly. Get it? Smart.
Fine. You said James Harden. Yes, he is in his prime.
Sure
you said
is.
He's 38. He's actually 32 years old.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to shit 32 times down your throat, right? And it's going to feel like 38 to you, because guess what? How old are you? 10?
Yeah.
Is that your age?
I'm going to get...
Are you 10?
No.
I'm going to get a Harden and beat you over the head with it.
Yeah, a Harden is what you can't get because you're impotent.
Well, now, one more.
No more.
One more. Just because this one... You said yin and yen. That's not the same. It's yin and yang.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're going to be yin and yang in trouble when I come to your house tonight and I take your yang and I yin it with your impotent yang and I rip it off, you fucking waste of space.
You're going to be yin a world of hurt when we're done with you.
You know what, Tony? The only thing I regret about coming back is having to deal with this moolah. Schmo.
Yep, he's the worst.
It looks like we're out of time. So we don't have a guest, so we don't have to thank the guest, which is
so
great.
Thank us. And, thank you,
yeah,
Paulie.
Thank you. I'm going to thank you because, great job, Tony. Not only with your
thank
usual
you.
Spot on
Same
analysis,
to you.
But your triumph over COVID. And proving to America that, you can do it on your own.
No problem. You can do it. You set your mind to it. Anything in life, you can do it.
Well, Tony, great job as always to you.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go, people. All right. We'll be back. Take it easy.
Thank you.
Bye.